Hi guys, Smoke Shank here, giving you guys a little bit of a dev blog on our up and coming game, Path of Kings, Thieves' Honor. It's a game that we've been currently working on designing for the past month and a half. For the first portion of that time, it was mostly a business side, looking towards like what platforms we wanted to engage and get this product on and where we want to put it. We were really hoping to get it in WebGL, but unfortunately I don't think that'll be possible at this point in time. We're going to be experimenting with it, but at this point this is a standalone. It's going to exist both on our VIP and on sale platform. I'm not entirely sure which I'm looking at. Could be itch.io, could be somebody else. What kind of game is it going to be? It's going to be like a 50-50 point-and-click adventure VN style game, much that what you're used to playing via SR7 design game. This one being a little more unique to the sense that I'll be designing it and developing it on my own for the most part, but under the direction of Sunset Rider 7. We are going to be contracting out all the assets from art to sound. That stuff's going to be contracted out. So we've already got ourselves an artist. We'll be naming him next month for you guys as we start working out details on pricing and structure and many of the other things, and just making sure that he's able to handle the workload in the stages that we're designing it. So, how does the game play? Like I said, it's point and click VN, but basically, unlike normal SR7 games, which are heavily dialogue and menu based, this will be more, you'll be able to move a character around the world, giving you options to interact with objects within those environments. There's an inventory system, there will be quick time events. There will be branching dialogue and some other things that you're used to expecting, maybe some management aspects. I'm not entirely sure yet if I'm going to be able to put all that in. We are using a new plugin for this to develop this, so we're going to see how well that does. We're committed to this plugin at this point in time, and we're going to give it a go for the next 6 months. I'm hoping to have this game out by December, but as you all know, usually with timelines and development timelines, we can always add about 4 more months to that. But like I said, I really want it out by December, but if I can't, we're going to be looking at, first quarter of next year. It's going to be developed alongside the art projects, so the art assets. Basically, it's stages. Right now, we're in the design stage, meaning that we're designing the puzzles and the dialogue. Like what you're seeing on the screen right here is just a brief run through of one of the design programs we're using called Artsy Draft. Just laying the groundwork for some branching dialogue here. Nothing crazy, just kind of giving you an idea how the game will play through, what kind of branching dialogue you can expect. This is going to be ran through many times. The great thing about Artsy Draft is I could run through the game as if it was a real game itself. And then I can import a lot of this into via XML file into the dialogue system we'll be using in Unity, so that kind of helps out big time. As you can see, there's just placeholders right now, there's no art. So once the art comes in, Artsy also uses a way to distribute and handle and manage those art assets in an intelligent manner. So you not only get the ability to manage workflow and structure within your game, but you also can use managed file types in an easier way than Unity typically gives you the chance to. So when I go to my artist, I can say name these files this, and it really helps out. The object of the game is basically you're playing in a single day of the thief role from Path of Kings. So any of you that are maybe new, weren't here for the Path of Kings a couple months we were developing it. You have three character classes: a thief, a nobleman, and a slaver. Right now, we're going to focus on just making a small game, getting our feet wet and getting going, and exploring some of the things we've learned within during the last 6 to 12 months of development. So this will be small. I'm not entirely sure of the play length or not, but like I said, it's gonna be a small game. We're planning on 3 scenes within it. There's going to be 5 background areas. So 5 areas you can work within, but the story is going to have branching dialogue and a little bit of replayability in the sense that certain scenes may not be triggered depending on your choices as a player. So that's kind of what we're going for. Other than that, really can't say much more at this point in time. Like, we're still very early. So the stages after this, after the design stage, we're going into background design, and then we'll be getting some sketches and stuff like that. You guys will be getting a lot of those art assets delivered to you via maybe not all of them, but for a good portion during these updates and stuff, you'll see a lot of it going on. I want to give you guys weekly updates at this point in time, and or bi-weekly while we're in this early stage, kind of showing you what's going on and stuff like that. We're planning on doing some streams next month, and when doing those, I'll definitely be doing maybe some Odyssey streams and maybe some Unity 2D development streams, as long as I can keep them safe for work once the NSFW stuff comes in, which won't be till much later in development. Then I'll probably shift over to Picardo while we're doing that. But for the most part, these are going to be safe for work. You're not going to see any not safe for work stuff within this development for a while, due to the fact that we're designing this game. I'm designing the development of this game as in a pipeline, in the sense that if this artist that we've chosen decides to that the workload's too extreme, or life gets in the way or whatever, we can drastically shift gears within the assets. Meaning that, like, we're going through backgrounds first, so at least I can say, hey, just finish the backgrounds, we'll move on. Then the next set is the player-controlled character and the NPCs that are needing animation. So once those sheets are done, then they can abandon the project. And then the last set is probably the largest, but that will be, the sex scenes in themselves and the character portraits, which I want to keep the same. So basically, there's going to be 4 characters within this game. You're playing as a thief, which is just known as player characters. You can see here, Frederick, or Fredrich, whatever you want to call him. These are just stand-in names right now. He's your sergeant at arms. Your kind of go-to thug on the streets. You'll have Vanna, which is your lieutenant, and you have Rena, who is your companion, who would be with you in Path of Kings, the big game, if we get to it. So those are the 4 characters within this world that you're going to be dealing with. There's a few other characters you're going to meet, but I'm not going to give away too much details, as it would probably give away some story and plot line. I'm excited to start this. So is the artist we've chosen in Sunset, is pretty excited to see where this goes. This is a real test for us, because once the game gets out and into the market, we get to finally get some real numbers on sales and stuff like that. And what we want to do with this game is do a little bit more work than what SU can do for us, meaning that we can have something on the front shelves for people to see and sell, get some real numbers, help the industry grow. And yeah, we're targeting a price point anywhere between $5 and $10 at this point in time. So we're not entirely sure exactly where it's going to go. We'll definitely see based on sales numbers how. Right now, based on the what we want to get into it, we're potentially looking at a $10 price point. So hopefully that's all right, and hopefully it could sell there. If that's too much, then we might have to think about of a $5 price point. Other than that, that's pretty much it. So the main 2 programs we'll be using is Odyssey for the design and Unity 2D for the development. I'm still not 100% sold on this Odyssey yet. It's pretty cool. I think the branching dialogue's pretty fun, and it gives you an opportunity to really, like, visually see the project at. It does come with, like, you can use things like Final Draft and all that stuff for dialogue and all that kind of stuff. I just Final Draft is like $250. We haven't purchased it yet. Other than that, I think that's about it for now, guys. If you have any questions regarding this, please keep it within the $10 question mark stuff. We haven't shared this amongst other fans yet. And actually, you know what? Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. Share. Ask your questions anywhere. Don't forget to join Discord. I look forward to sharing you guys with you guys more news as it comes up. So once again, guys, thanks very much. Bye.